The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. October's Superintendent Report for School District 82 discussed the use for a one-time grant from the government. At the end of August, the Ministry of Education and Childcare announced a one-time payment for school districts in the province through the Student and Family Affordability Fund. School District 82 received around $500,000 to go towards expanding food programs and assisting families with other school-related costs. Superintendent Aaron Callahan explained what some of the funding will be used for in the Coast Mountains School District.
You know, every school, from what I've learned in the last couple of months, really does a few things differently if around food programming. And I think that's probably also what we see around the province from conversations I've had with other superintendents in different districts. But what we see in Coast Mountains District is we do see in almost all of our schools a robust breakfast program. So it is a chance to ensure like there's a focus on a standard, maintaining like a standard of nutrition to ensure they're not only fed, but they're nourished with healthy options. We also have in a lot of schools a lunch program. So we're looking towards subsidizing the lunch programs that exist and also in some cases provide like no cost healthy lunches for students based on the programming that happens that's happening in schools. And all our schools, they do have a healthy snack program, so kids all day long are able to grab healthy nutritious snacks in the office or in the hallways or in classrooms. So those are all existing programs that are in many of our schools that we want to continue to enhance. Some of our schools also have pantry programs, I think probably primarily at the secondary level, and so those are also programs that we'll support financially.
Having decided where the money should go, Callahan described how the district plans to also work with local partners.
So we have targeted about probably 20% of our fund to help support local community groups. And I think you mentioned Starfish, and that is a very popular program in the Terrace community. So it is our intention now, because these decisions have just been made, is to now reach out to our local community partners in each of our school district communities, as well as partnering with our First Nations to ensure that they have access to some of this funding to support our students from our schools in relation to food programming. So Starfish is an excellent example, and it is our intention to support that program among others.
Although food availability was amongst the highest concerns for families during consultations, Callahan also explained some of the other costs that families may encounter throughout the school year.
We know that September is often a heavy month for purchasing of school supplies, but we also know that there are costs and fees that come up all year long for kids. So, you know, we're in a spot where there's still 80% of our school year left, and we want to have this money in the pockets of families that are in need. That's what the fund is intended for. So we're really quite excited about this online form where if it's a field trip, if it's a school-related extracurricular, if it's a school-related athletic or cultural activity or clothing, we want to be able to support those families that that are most in need so that their children can fully participate in that learning. I think we've probably about 20% of our funding is being targeted towards the reduction of fees and expenses that families would have for school-related expenses or field trips that are co-curricular or at school athletics, even to winter clothing for kids to get back and forth to school, boots, jackets. Around 20% or around $100,000 has been targeted to that. What's quite exciting about that, the way our district will roll it out, is that anyone in a school or any family can, from the school or from the school district's website, they can access a form that will allow them to put a request in for support for something that is a school-related cost or fee. They submit that form to the school, and principals, all of our principals in the district, they're in a position where they can review those requests for support, and they can approve them at the school level.
Callahan says that now that the funding is being rolled out, they will commit to monthly reviews of how the funding is being used in each school to find out if they need to make any changes to the allocation. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.